Danielle, thank you, dear. D-A-N-I-E-L-L-E, new, N-E-W-E-L-L, 61677. Today is 6-6, chief complaint, abdominal pain, number one, low back pain, number two, no history of kidney stone, number three, history of IBS, number four, nausea, number five, no diarrhea, number six, constipation. Patient is a 46-year-old woman, housewife, doesn't work, comes in with above-mentioned symptoms for the past 3 or 4 days, period. She is not tachycardic. She's not acutely ill. She has IBS. She doesn't know if she had diverticulitis before, but she has similar pain in the back in the past. COVID immunization, none. Medications, none. Medical problems, IBS surgery, partial hysterectomy, social. She drinks wine, 2-3 glasses at nighttime, doesn't use drugs. She's married, has been pregnant 3 times. Family history, dad died of alcoholism, mom died of polycystic kidney disease, allergy, possible sulfur. She's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress. Review of system, as above, 191 pounds, 99%, 98.3, 18, 80, 149 over 80, hard positive, small positive, 2 lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows every skin shows no rash, tenderness and bloating noted, mainly left lower quadrant. Assessment number one, urinalysis shows slight blood. Number two, left lower quadrant pain. Number three, abdominal ultrasound shows no evidence of polycystic kidney disease. There's definitely evidence of bloating in the abdomen. Next number, gallbladder looks good. Next number, there's no evidence of fatty liver. Next number, spleen looks good. Next number, we'll treat as presumed diverticulitis with rosefenic gram now, Cipro 500 twice a day times 14, Flagyl 250 BID times 14. Next number, she's going to call me at 4 o'clock today. If she doesn't improve, I will get a CT today. If not, she will go to the emergency room right away. Next number, she'll come back in 2 days. Next number, I'm going to get a white count on her as well. Next number, because of distant family history of stroke, we looked at a carotid artery, which is within normal limits. Her echocardiogram is within normal limits with history of palpitation in the past. Next number, we looked at lower extremity and upper extremity because of pain, and there's during running and swimming, and there's no evidence of PVD or DVT present. Period. Findings discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Thank you.